It's still all about the budget for both Skagway and Haines' assemblies, and some Skagway parents voice concerns about a new addition to local playgrounds. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly last week held a lengthy meeting with a large part of the time spent discussing the budget and another chunk of time discussing whether shredded rubber tires make good ground cover at playgrounds. First off, the Assembly heard that as it stands, the FY14 budget would create a $700,000 deficit in the general fund unless expenditures are decreased or revenues increased. Treasurer Heather Rodig and Manager George Eads presented the Assembly with options for closing that deficit. One solution would be to increase the mill rate, but Assemblyman Dan Henry interjected at that point to say, in his opinion, that was not an option.
I'm just a firm believer that I just don't see how the property tax owner should be impacted with this budget, with the financial situation we are in. We're in pretty good shape. And I see us staying that way.
Rodig also emphasized any spending cuts have to occur in the general fund expenditures. Cuts to capital projects would not reduce the deficit. Eads said besides spending cuts, the Assembly could also direct money from the estimated $12 million in sales tax reserves. Currently, the borough is only allowed to take 1.5 mils from reserves, but an ordinance would allow them to take more. Here's Assembly Mike Korsmo speaking in favor of that idea.
I think sales tax, to me, the sales tax reserves is an appropriate way to make sure that the citizens of this community who, you know, benefit and also, you know, suffer from the heavy-duty, you know, industry we have, I think it's an appropriate way to make sure that we keep our property taxes low.
Eads also suggested another means of dealing with the general fund deficit by changing how staff and assembly are paid from the general fund.
Another means of dealing with the general fund deficit, if you will, is to recognize that some of your time, and therefore some of the assembly budget, some of my time, some of Heather's, others, is spent on things other than the general fund. Right now, all of your expenses, all of mine, all of hers, some others, are charged to the general fund. But let's say if 10% of her time is spent dealing with the accounting and the reporting for water and wastewater, maybe police and fire, which is public safety, is covered that way.
Those funds.
That those could be a portion of her expenses would relate, go to those funds.
The Assembly seemed to concur a change like that could save money to the general fund, but questioned whether it could be put into practice for this budget cycle. Mayor Stan Selmer said at the very least it would be a good practice to implement during the budget process next year. The only action the Assembly took was to decrease the budgeted appropriation for the Skagway Chamber of Commerce, giving the agency the same amount it received last year, $22,500, down from the $57,000 it had requested. Part of that request was $12,000 for 4th of July fireworks. The Assembly set that money aside, separate from the appropriation to the Chamber. The Assembly also discussed the idea of having the budget for the Christmas lights and finding a different funding source for a public works hook arm truck, but it did not take any action on any of those ideas at Thursday's meeting. They also heard from Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett about a shift in the police budget from hiring seasonal officers to establishing a code enforcement officer position. The Assembly questioned the chief about this proposal, but Leggett said it's getting harder to recruit for those seasonal positions. And while a code enforcement officer would be a civil position within the department, it could assist other areas of the borough with code updates and enforcement. The Assembly scheduled a special meeting for Tuesday this week to introduce an ordinance that would allow for more funds to be used by the sales tax fund so that the ordinance could have the required number of readings and public hearings before enacted by the end of the month when the budget is adopted. Perhaps even more discussed than the budget was the topic of a rubber material that's been installed at the Molly Walsh Playground. Mayor Selmer and Eads visited the playground recently after complaints were received about the material being used as ground cover. Eads directed workers to stop laying the material until the Assembly had a chance to discuss the concerns. The material is a rubberized pellet mulch made from recycled tires. It was chosen for use at the Molly Walsh and school playgrounds. But once it was installed at Molly Walsh over the last few weeks, some parents began complaining about the smell and concerns about the product's safety. Several people spoke about the issue at Thursday's meeting, some who had concerns about the toxicity of recycled rubber, others who said the product was safe, cost-effective, and did well to protect against injuries from falls on the playground. Those speaking in support of using the product included school board members and school superintendent Jeff Thielbar. Assemblyman Steve Burnham said he'd done extensive research on the material. He decided to focus on a study done by the Department of Environmental Conservation. He said that report does not address how the material performs as a playground cover.
I've read the reports from both sides of this issue. The most comprehensive study that I could find was done by the DEC, and while they don't say outright don't use this for playgrounds, they don't have shredded tires rated as a suggested use for playgrounds. They are mainly used for fill applications such as retaining walls and other things. Basically, what I'm saying is that they use these rubber tires same as what we're talking about doing with the dredge material for the Gateway project.
Burnham suggested removing the rubber pellets from Molly Walsh and using traditional wood chip cover for both playgrounds. Other assembly members were not keen on changing direction of the project. It was discussed that the Anchorage School District uses the same rubber material in its playgrounds. But the assembly was still aware that several parents and community members seemed concerned about the health risks. Henry said he didn't particularly care for the smell of the new product, but he hopes that dissipates. He gave these options to move ahead.
I think the solution is probably laying a 1 foot deep black dirt and then sodding it with Kentucky bluegrass and then only allowing the children to play once a week on that. Because, of course, if they played every day, they'd trample the grass, it'd turn to dirt, and then you'd have mud puddles. So that would be one solution. Second one would be we could wrap all the kids in bubble wrap before they went out there. But in lieu of doing those two things, I don't know.
But on a serious note, he said the fear of the health concerns was reasonable. It was just difficult to know how to proceed when the product had already been purchased and used. The borough has 42 one-ton bags remaining that were meant to be used on the school playground. The entire shipment for both playgrounds cost about $33,000, with the shipping costs donated. Burnham then suggested the pellets remain at the Molly Walsh playground, and the extra pellets saved for when that playground needed replacement fill. Then a different fill to be brought in to use at the school playground. The one thing that wasn't sitting well with some assembly members is that they were essentially telling the school how to operate its playground, a point some of the school board members also made during public comment. Three assembly members were in favor of purchasing a new material for the school playground, and three were against it and wanted to continue with the rubber pellet installation. In the end, Mayor Selmer asked the item be tabled and added to the June 11th special assembly meeting agenda to give the Public Works time to research other types of fill and how much it would cost. The cost, he said, will have to be added to the FY14 budget. Mayor Selmer said the price of a different fill for the school will determine for him how he will cast his vote if he needs to break a tie vote on the issue Tuesday. The assembly held an executive session to discuss the wastewater treatment plant upgrade project. The only action taken after executive session was to approve the hiring of former manager Tom Healy for special contract services in relation to the project. The agenda for Tuesday's special meeting includes a first reading of an ordinance to increase the allowable allocation of sales tax proceeds to the general fund, discuss the plan for the playground mulch material, an update on the Skagway Postal Service, and an executive session with White Pass regarding ore dock access for design and construction and Tidelands lease conditions. The special meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. Tuesday in Skagway Assembly Chambers. The Haynesboro Assembly also meets Tuesday for what is likely to be a long meeting. The Assembly plans to wrap up its budget process by adopting the budget. It has to be adopted by June 15th of each year. Part of the discussion will be about additional cuts that the Assembly at its last meeting asked Borough Manager Mark Ernest and Finance Officer Gila Stewart to figure in. The cuts weren't yet mandated by the Assembly, But they asked to see what the budget would look like with an additional $123,000 or 8% in cuts combined to the admin, land and assessment, finance, and library departments. Earnest has two options for those cuts, one that cuts travel and training to those departments, and one employee position from a department yet to be determined. The second option would spread the reductions around to more departments than just those identified by the Assembly and affect payroll at the museum and library. The Assembly is also slated to discuss conditional use permit requirements, on-street parking requirements, temporary resident and use permits, and whether to change code to elect Assembly and school board members using a single list of candidates. Under new business, the Assembly will discuss a system for appropriating borough funds to local nonprofits, and an executive session is scheduled to review how the Assembly dealt with issues regarding former Police Chief Gary Lowe. The Haynesboro Assembly meets at 6:30 Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, and you can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.